Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is movies.
Coming to you once again from Irving Plaza in New York City. Every time I come here after the show, I'm like, I wish those people had some enthusiasm. It's pathetic. It's Tuesday, June 9th, 2015. Which happens to be the release date of my new CD, my new comedy recording that I made on 420, fucking high out of my mind, so I don't even know what's on it. It's called Promotional Tool, and here's some physical copies. The winner tonight is gonna get one, so I'll set one aside. And these other six copies are going to get hurled into the audience. Yeah. So watch your eyes, because they got pointy corners. And you never know when I'm going to throw one! Oh, my. I can't even watch it going into the crowd. Somebody just put a bag of Dunkin' Donuts on the stage. Like, let's not fuck around with waiting to see if the donut name tag gets chosen. Let's just put it on the goddamn stage. It's the only reason we're here. After that horrible incident with the lady and the bat at the baseball game, I can't believe you guys are encouraging me. Here comes another one! Oh, it's so violent. No way I'm gonna try for the balcony in this joint. I'll hit a chandelier and it'll fall on somebody's head, and then people will go, "I heard Phantom closed." I always like jokes to end with, "and somebody will go," and then what they said. And she's over there with the All right. Let me see your name tags, you guys. I'm gonna throw my CDs at my favorite name tags. Inside Mike! Here, give it to Inside Mike. He deserves it. That's a good one. That's very topical. Oh, look at that. There's Otto from Airplane. And what's your name?
Sarah.
Sarah, and where's your name on there? Does it say right there instead of Sarah Plane? Oh! Pass that over to her, please. That sucks to get hit in the face with one of these and then have to pass it. Doesn't seem fair. Well, Devin always comes from forever. Do you have it yet already? Okay, there you go. You can have one. And I'm just going to wing one far, far into the back as far as I can. I'm excited about it. All right, I'll try the balcony. Be ready down here. I got... Oh! It's not right. It's not right, you guys. If you didn't catch one in the face tonight, be sure to get one from iTunes or aspecialthingrecords.com. Minneapolis. Douglas Movies returns to the Woman's Club of Minneapolis. It's an interesting place to do the show. On Friday, June 19th, Portland, Oregon, Douglas Movies returns to Helium. It's a gas on Sunday, June 21st. And Tempe, Arizona gets the Douglas Movies 2 at the Improv on Wednesday, July 1st, douglasmovies.com. Thanks to Megan Hilty for hooking me up with tickets for last night's Bombshell concert. Yeah, smashing concert. It was really, really awesome. And coincidentally, I'm excited to say that I have a guest on the show tonight who I saw for the very first time in a Broadway show. Yeah, a Tony winner is here tonight. And we've got in the prize bag Star Wars Minute t-shirt. In your face, another Star Wars Minute t-shirt! I got a weird koozie thing from Hangout Festival you put on a beer. I got my last album, Gateway Doug 2. Now that I got a new album, I gotta really get rid of all these old ones. Got some gum from backstage. A sticker. A shirt someone gave. I had a great time at the Limestone Comedy Festival, and this is a t-shirt that says Bloomington on it. It's one size too small for me, so that's out. Oh, there's my lighter. I'm going to put that in my pocket. I was wondering where that went. And all the guests are going to bring out prizes that they are going to contribute to the bag. Let's give a big warm welcome to Jesse Pasternak, Ellie and Kalen, Doogie Horner, and Dan Fogler.
I've always wanted to win the Pete Holm Award, but I know it's such a difficult award to get, and so many great people have been nominated, and I know that's a lot of politics, and everybody's like, who you know, it's not just like, and so, but I feel like someday...
Pete who? Full title, please.
Holmesford.
Holmes.
That's what I said, Pete
oh,
Holm.
Oh, I thought you said Holm.
No, singular, the Pete Holm.
No, it's just me.
Pete Holm.
That's Doogie Horner, everybody!
Thank you.
I'm always, somebody must have at some comedy show at some point introduced you as Doogie Howser, because you're right there, you're saying ha, and no. You're going to just fucking blow it, right? Is it just me?
I get Doogie Homer, because the R and the N together look like an M. So sometimes people say Doogie Homer.
MCs at all your shows are reading it off of a card?
And nobody notices it, yeah. Well, I hand them a typewritten card to make sure they don't fuck it up, and then they do it anyways, Doogie Homer. And nobody minds or notices.
As a previous guest on the show, you know that this you got to bring something for the prize bag.
Yeah.
And it's so valuable, you put it right down there on the floor.
Yep.
What do you got for us?
I got a Alfred E. Newman bobblehead, Love Mad Magazine bobblehead. And I have a kid's book I illustrated, Kid Presidents. It's true stories about the presidents when they were kids.
Taft was still a fat fuck.
He's still a fat kid. So maybe a little young for you, but if you have a younger sister or brother.
Use your microphone, voice. It's Dan Fogler, first time guest, everybody. First time sandal wearer on the show.
You did all the art on this?
Yeah.
Don't kick that drink over.
Oh, I'm sorry, brother.
It's all right.
Did I just make a whole mess over here?
No, I think we're all right.
It's this stool. I'm just like, I hurt my back earlier.
Oh, well, that's what I say to a lot of the places I play. I'm like, the guests probably don't want to sit out here for 90 minutes
on
a stool with no back. Yeah, it's not fair.
I'm just
not right.
My back is okay. I'm just thinking about this. Oh, God.
What'd you bring for the prize bag,
dude? Oh, fuck, right. Yeah. No, I got to get off the stool.
I want to hear the rest of the back shtick.
Oh, no, I got to. I mean, doesn't everybody need a chiropractor?
Yeah, well, that's why I have a medical marijuana license in California.
There you go, sir.
Because I have a weak back since about a week back. What'd you bring for the bag?
I'm in Brooklyn, so we need that here. This is my graphic novel, Moon Lake. Then I'll sign it. I can sign it.
Oh, okay.
And give it to people.
Here, catch this Sharpie. Ready?
And you're like, oh, shit.
I knew you had good. I knew you had good reflexes, ping pong master.
Holy shit! It's already been signed
by you or someone else.
Like, no, by
Todd McFarlane.
I wish it was Todd.
No, so it's signed and we're good to go.
I guess when someone gets it later, I'll sign it personally to them.
Oh, that's fair. Oh,
here you
nice.
Go, brother.
Very nice. I'll need that Sharpie back, though. Thank
you. Yeah, I should have thrown it.
I've always got a Sharpie on me, because if I don't, people will walk up to me and they'll go, here, sign my hat with this golf pencil. It's a very literate bag tonight with these two books in here. I usually don't have fucking books messing everything up, weighing down the bag.
It's a lot of pictures in those books.
Yeah, they're picture books. I like it. Let's meet the rest of our guests. Another first-time guest on the show, everybody. Elliot Kalin is here.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me. Thanks very much.
His stuff is damp from Dan Fogler and his shenanigans.
We've got
some front-row napkins. Everything's coming together.
That was a real community coming together to build the church at the end of a McCabe and Mrs. Miller moment.
It totally was.
Just like
the words out of my mouth.
That comic is wet. We got to dry it. Someone in the audience, get some napkins. On stage, use your shirt. We're a community now.
The only thing is, it wasn't... Did you say an Altman movie? Did you just make an Altman movie reference?
Technically.
Yeah. Everyone wasn't talking over each other during that, so it wasn't very Altman-esque. But you are one of the threesome on the Flophouse podcast.
Yes.
Very popular film podcast where you talk about the greatest movies of all time. That flopped. Now, there's rumors on the internet that you guys recently discussed Mordecai on an episode. Mordecai. And you... By the end of it, you had Stockholm Syndrome and kind of liked Mordecai.
Yes.
That is some fucked up shit. I mean, I haven't seen it, but there's no way that could be a pleasurable experience.
Oh, I didn't say it was pleasurable.
But it's fun to talk about it afterwards.
Yeah, well, you kind of like it in the way that you like something that hurts, but you're stronger afterwards, you know?
Don't like that at all, because generally when things on me hurt, they are not stronger afterwards. It lingers for a lifetime. One more guest to introduce, and then we'll move into the next section of the... Oh, what'd you
Should
bring
I
for
give
the
you
bag?
My, for the,
Sorry.
For the prize. That's okay. That's fine.
Don't you bring wet?
I'm continuing the bringing comics theme.
I like it.
This is a copy.
A comic book won the Tony last night for Best Musical.
That's true.
Called Fun Home.
Not this one, unfortunately.
No, this one was a flop on Broadway, but still stuck around long enough to make back a little bit of their money.
We moved it a couple blocks over to see if it would be eligible for the OBs, but didn't get in for that either.
The OBs, so. I like how you pronounce that.
You can always reboot it in like 5 years, and it'll probably do just as well.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Did you watch the Tonys? And what's your comic book?
So this is a book called Spider-Man and the X-Men, number one, that I wrote... last year, and I signed it too, lowering the value by at least $1.50.
Collector's item.
And who would you like to see be the new...
Amazing.
Hugh Jackman said he's not going to do Wolverine anymore. Who should be the new Wolverine?
De Niro.
Okay, old Wolverine.
I was going to say, Lance Henriksen. Very old Wolverine, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what about...
Are you looking at Wolverine?
Tom Hardy.
I guess so, but isn't he getting everything?
Yeah, fucking just.
We just gonna divvy it all up between Chris Pratt and Tom Hardy. I love them both, but come on. Sam Levine, of course. That's the answer right
Correct
there.
Correct answer. And in addition to that, this is
going
to
be the smartest prize bag we've ever fucking had. You guys are a bunch of...
This is a VHS called Reflections on Citizen Kane. Which... You'll notice it's still wrapped because I have, in the 20 or so years I have it, I've never watched it. But it came...
Or you're good at rewrapping. Those are both fantastic things for the prize bag. Applaud if you have access to a VHS machine. Wow! I had no idea!
It's a movie crowd. They love film, and you want to see it in its most pristine condition.
I have a Laserdisc player.
It's VHS or Betamax.
I'm one to talk. And we might have saved the best for last, you guys. The youngest ongoing guest on Doug Loves Movies. We met him in Traverse City, Michigan. He competed last Christmas here in New York. It's Jesse Pasternak, everybody. Home for the summer from school in Bloomington, Indiana. My mom calls it Bloomies.
Yeah, you just were, too.
Yeah, I was just there. I was getting limestoned. So... What are you up to? So first year of college under your belt?
Yep, it was a great year. Oh, thank you.
You didn't.
Thank you.
You didn't get any drunken brawls downtown?
No, I was very lucky.
I was very lucky to be a reasonable individual who mostly did my studies, watched a lot of movies.
Yeah, occasional TV show, you know, to get a little the wild energies out. But I'm also interning at the Paley Center, which is a wonderful place. If you love TV at all, you should definitely go. And thank you. And you can watch the stuff on Yahoo. It's wonderful.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then you're back to Bloomington in August.
Yep.
Very nice. And you brought this very thoughtful guest, you guys. Tell him what you brought.
Well, today is Natalie Portman's 34th birthday, so I brought her Black Swan and Mr. Magorium's Wonder Emporium, her best and silliest film.
Let's play Fuck, Marry, Kill with Natalie Portman in Black Swan, Natalie Portman in Mr. Majorium, and Dustin Hoffman in Mr. Majorium at a later date. Let's play that at a later date.
You win.
So, but that's a fun card. And those are on the... Does anybody here have a DVD player? They're on those old things.
Less people.
So all that stuff is in the bag. Some lucky hoarder is going to go home with all of it. I'm not even going to put your comic book into it, Dan, because it's so heavy. It's going to go right through this laundry bag. Kid Presidents is going to hang out outside, too. Yeah, just keep them like this. Here's your winnings. Very organized.
Nice.
Doogie.
Yo.
And can I say how much I appreciate having someone around named Doogie, because it's my least favorite version of my, like, nickname for me. When people use it, I'm always like, ugh.
People call you Doogie?
Every once in a while, yeah.
That's weird. Sometimes people call me Doug Benson.
And have you been to the movies lately, Doogie?
The last movie I saw was this weird German movie called The Strange Little Cat or The Weird Little Cat. I can't remember what the translation was. Strange.
We've got a strange.
Oh, we got a fan.
Somebody says strange.
Uncle Tom's Strange Little Cabin.
Yes. Garfield the movie. That's what it was. No. It's this German film, and there's no traditional narrative, and it all takes place in this apartment, and just the camera kind of follows around this family, and people come in and go out. And
is it from the perspective of the cat?
No.
Regular height perspective.
The title is kind of a red herring. It's not really about the cat, which I was pretty upset about.
You know what that cat loves? What? Red herring.
You gave me all the time in the world to get that one, and I still... You threw me a big, fat softball, and I came nowhere close to hitting it.
Well, that sounds like a movie none of us will watch.
Yeah, you'll never... Yeah,
thank you very much for the warning for something none of us will even be aware of.
I didn't even hear the title correctly.
Was it? Is it was German?
Well, the real title is probably like Der Schlaufenheben Urbanschirm.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Oh, the one with the cat, yeah.
But it's not about a superhero, so don't worry.
What about you, Jesse? What's the last movie you saw?
Last movie I saw was Ides of March, because it's been a while since I've seen any House of Cards. It's a really good movie. George Clooney directed it.
He's jonesing for some House of Cards.
Let's
just plug in any old political thriller. Get my Jones on.
I need more Bo Willington. And it's a perfect Pete Holmes movie, because the last minute or so of the film is just a close-up of Ryan Gosling's face. And I know he's a big Gosling fan, so if he ever wants, you know, it seemed right up his alley.
I'll try to pass that along to Pete. I'll tell Pete Holm all about it. Elliot, what about you?
The last movie I saw was called The Visitor, and it was not the Richard Jenkins The Visitor. It was the one from 1979 that has John Huston and Shelley Winters and Lance Henriksen and... I think Kareem Abdul-Jabbar appears in a basketball scene, and it's
suddenly I'm interested.
And it's this mashup of like The Omen and Star Wars. Oh, and Franco Nero is in it as a space Jesus Christ. And I was watching the whole time. I was like, this movie feels so Italian. And then I found out everyone who made it was Italian, and they just shot it in America.
I'm glad you were able to pick up that vibe, though.
Like, nothing in this movie really makes that much sense, but it looks beautiful. This must be an Italian movie.
Or something by Sofia Coppola.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
She's here.
I would have said Roman Coppola if I thought of it quickly enough, because his movies seem very Italian. Dan. Jesus. Didn't mean to scare you.
What did I do? What did I say? What did I see?
Yeah,
I did a double header the other day, and I saw Ex Machina.
Robots are taking over,
and then which was really not as sexy and violent and crazy as the trailer made it out to
be. The commercials make it look like it stars the robot from the Svedka vodka ads.
Yes.
Yeah. I haven't gotten to see it, but I want to for that reason.
Yeah. But, yeah. And
yeah, that's her name in the movie, Svedka.
It is her name in the movie. And they just fucking fuck. So anyway, and then she leaves him, and then... And then she goes on and she, like, kills the president and rules up. Did I ruin it for everybody? Fuck! No, and then I saw, just to erase, like, all the good movie, like, watching, like, you know, excellent cinema, I went and saw San Andreas. I was just like, wah! And I just poured popcorn on my head.
I'd be more enthusiastic about that movie if I lived on this coast.
I'm sorry, man. Yeah.
I'm more of a fan of, Ghostbusters. Because when I'm out in California, that's not going to happen.
That's right. Yeah, sorry, man.
Ghostbusters 2, the Statue of Liberty is not walking to California.
Well, fucking Giamatti said we'd feel it here, too, so. You're going to fucking applaud that? Oh.
Count us in. Give us some action. We want a piece of it.
But what? You want me to reenact it? You want me to reenact it?
Yeah!
Okay,
shape.
You ready? Here it is. It's here, San Andreas. In 5 fucking seconds.
I'll shake your stool. Good.
How does it... okay, Dr. Hauser.
Anybody needs me to check their stool during the podcast, just let me know. I'm a doctor.
It's very secure. It can't happen here. We're in New York.
Well, it looks a little...
It's a California-made stool, you know, a little more.
Remember to read the card on the flowers.
Hey, Elliot.
That was San Andreas, reenacted by...
Oh, I didn't do it yet, man.
You're going to do it?
We're moving on.
Are you really doing it?
We're moving on. What happened?
Tip the hat. Devin says tip the hat.
Oh, yeah, he tips the hat. He goes fucking inside there. You're right, this is a podcast. I shouldn't be doing physical comedy.
You people at home are really missing out. He's shaking all over the place.
I did a whole Michael Jackson thing.
He just fell off the stage.
I've never stopped shaking.
Never seen a man become an earthquake before my very eyes before.
Incredible acting.
I'm amazed.
My chest split open.
Dan, do you remember that one Tuesday night when you were performing your Tony-nominated role in the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, and I was in the audience? Do you remember me sitting
20
there?
20 people. Were you there?
Yeah.
I totally remember, man.
Okay, cool.
I was like, man.
I appreciate it.
Smells like weed in here.
Now's a part of, you know, people might be vaping. Who knows?
It's probably me.
It's probably a cool venue. This is a part of the show, Dan, where I say, let the games begin. Bring your name tags out of the shadows. There is a triple tit vest in the front row. This young woman is so creative every time.
Are you
she
the one that did
knits
the face
these
hugger?
Things. She fucking knitted that thing, you guys. I don't know why you're not all diving at that one. That's pretty amazing. She made a face hugger that I have, that I own proudly, that she knitted. And it looks just like a face hugger from Alien.
I've seen that one before. And I told my friend about it, and they're like, oh, yeah, I heard about that girl or something.
Yeah, she's famous.
She's familiar with your
she's
work.
She's famous with that shit.
I know. I see it.
I like Ghost Bilsters back there. That's a good one. That's topical because I just mentioned it.
That was another Infinity Gauntlet.
I like the guy that's holding up the puffiest picture he could find of Brendan Fraser.
Airplane. I've seen that one before.
All right, so you guys go pick out, put down your microphones, go pick out, oh, there's a Death Star. Go pick out a name tag that you want to play for, anything you want. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, hey, starting your own business. They'll say you're crazy to put everything on the line to be your own boss, but not GoDaddy. They like that courageous, passionate kind of crazy. And they can help you put the idea or business you're crazy passionate about online with their Get Online Today toolkit. You get a memorable domain name, a professional website, and personalized email powered by Microsoft Office 365. GoDaddy makes it super easy for you to start, run, and grow your business online just like they've done for millions of people. Sounds expensive, doesn't it? It's not. For a limited time, GoDaddy's Get Online Today toolkit is just $1 a month. That's $1 with the purchase of an annual plan. As they say in RoboCop, I'd buy that for a dollar. GoDaddy provides award-winning phone and chat support 24/7. If you have a problem or need help figuring out what products are right for your business, just call. Try the Get Online Today toolkit from GoDaddy.com and get a domain name, a website, and email for only a dollar a month. Oh yeah, the web hosting and 24/7 live customer support, totally free. Check it out at GoDaddy.com/podcast. That's GoDaddy.com/podcast. Domain included with annual plan only. See site for details. Hey, earlier this year, DraftKings crowned the first ever fantasy golf millionaire. And with golf's second major starting next week, DraftKings is at it again with an event that's even bigger and better than before. $2.5 million are up for grabs, and another millionaire will be made. DraftKings is America's favorite one-week fantasy golf site where you can win huge prizes every tournament. So whether you're a total golf enthusiast or just looking to try another fantasy sport, DraftKings lets you experience the game in a brand new way by playing to win $1 million. Just pick six golfers. I'd go with Chichi Rodriguez and pile up the points and pick up your cash. That's it. This is the biggest one-week fantasy golf contest ever. The event begins with the tournament, so choose your players before next Thursday's tee-off so you can experience the celebration of a lifetime on Sunday night. And then maybe pop in a copy of a Tin Cup with Kevin Costner just to tie it back to movies. Get to DraftKings.com now and use the promo code MOVIE to play for free for a shot to become a millionaire. Enter MOVIE now at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
All right, we're back. Dan is the tits tonight. He picked the three-breasted...
Check it out. I tripped on the way to the Death Star and I grabbed the titties, so they're... Now I got the titties.
I thought that was intentional.
No, I totally fell on my face and...
That's how Darth Vader's sexual harassment suit got explained away.
I was on my way to the Death Star, and it's a cape. It tripped me.
The Force made me do it.
What size is that? And what's your name again?
These are very... These
Katie?
Are like
bees.
Okay, Katie. Is this a bee? B cup? I don't know what the fuck... A's?
No way. Those are bigger than A's. I say... Whatever they, I say yay.
Anything more than a handful as well?
Is a waste, she says.
Fuck.
Yeah, said the small boobed lady. I didn't even look, really. You see
how
that.
Did you look she at the craftsmanship nice on these nipples?
Yeah, he's really working the nipples there. It's making me uncomfortable in my dick area.
Check it out. We just my daughter.
What's happening?
No, my daughter's. Wait, this is even gonna sound crazy. She's 2.5. I'm gonna speed through that part. And we just got rid of the pacifiers.
Oh, okay. Congratulations.
Yes.
Now you're gonna come home with that and confuse her.
So be like, sorry, no, I'm not gonna wear this. Maybe I'll give it to my wife and reenact something.
Yeah, if she's breastfeeding, if she's breastfeeding and she's cold.
No, but
throw that on.
Yeah, maybe I throw this in the crib and.
Or traumatize your child with a 5-titted lady.
Yeah, your kid's gonna grow up fucked up if he sees that thing.
Yeah, kid's gonna have a real taste for yarn.
You're right. I know.
Love a woman
maybe
in a sweater.
Maybe that was a terrible idea. I'll just give it to my wife.
My wife. Elliot, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Teenage Mutant Nikki Turtles.
It's a nice poster that Nikki made.
Which I chose because this is a boring reason. But my sister-in-law, whose name Nikki, was just in town, and she's getting married pretty soon. So, in spirit,
let's hear it. Everybody raise a glass to Nikki Turtles.
And her name is Nikki Turtles. That's
yeah,
the
of course.
Thing.
Yeah, that's what you just said. That's
very common
it.
Last name, of course.
Yeah. Very common Jewish last name, Turtles.
Turtlesburg.
They changed it.
Shortened it to be more Hollywood.
They changed it to sound less Jewish and more turtle-ish.
Yeah. They changed it to Ellis Island, probably.
Jesse, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Lindsay. She wrote her name on a post-it note and put it on a DVD of Indiana Jones bonus material from the box set.
Wow, interesting name tag, interesting choice. The two of you, it's like, it's a lady named Lindsay?
I think so. It is. Yeah. Yeah, definitely a woman.
Is she cute? You want to ask her out or something?
I don't know. I barely met her, Doug.
He said no to the second question, not the cute question.
Oh, yeah, she was.
And Doogie, who are you playing for?
Ghost Bilsters. I think his name is Ghost Bilsters.
Yeah. Who are you going to call?
Ghost Bilsters.
So do they bill ghosts for services for ghosts?
It's like when there's something wrong in your neighborhood.
You're
gonna call Ghost Bilsters.
It's like a repo service that goes after deadbeat ghosts.
Yeah.
I'm just a bill buster, and I'm sitting on Capitol. Take a donut out, Doogie, of this bag. There's 4 in the bag, and throw it as far or as hard as you want right now. Could just lob it to someone. No, he fucking went for it. Jesus. Don't, you guys, try to clear the chandelier. And Jesse gets one. Here comes Jesse! Look at the arm on that kid.
Wait, are we
10 feet. Elliot's very anxious to get involved. Oh, he's got chocolate. Watch your whites. Watch your whites.
Yeah. Did you swap it?
Wait, are we aiming? Are we aiming for people?
Or what?
Are we aiming for people?
Oh! We've got a return donut. I've got a little chocolate on my back now, probably.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to go out on the streets of New York and everybody's going to be like, oh, that poor guy's got turd on his back. He laid down in some turd.
Whoever
see, this
did
one's
it.
Too destroyed to throw back at the audience, I think. All right. Okay, Dan, you're the last one.
Are we trying to hit people?
You're trying to do whatever you want to do with this donut.
I'm gonna hit the
you could eat
fucking,
it if you
I'm
want.
Gonna hit the fucking disco ball!
Oh, wind it up. Here it comes. Oh, no. Wow. It's stuck on the disco ball.
That was fucking sweet.
Oh! Oh, we got another return.
Now it's like dodgeball.
I'm going to go to Dunkin' Donuts and just, like, buy some donuts and come back and just throw one at them. Like, this one didn't work out for me.
Thanks for the cookies.
This shit disappeared.
It's right over there next to the other side of the poster. Yeah,
sweet.
There you go.
You want to check it out, man?
Okay, here we go. Dan gets another throw.
Check it out. This is how easy.
I don't know why you guys aren't eating them instead of throwing them back.
You guys want to know how to chuck ninja stars? You do it like this. You just pile them up in your hand like this. And then you literally, like, chuck it like a frisbee. It's awesome.
All right, put your mic down. Here we go. Oh, people are dodging that one. Nobody wants any part of that thing. Don't throw it back, please. Oh, he's eating it. Oh, my God.
Somewhere Gallagher is happy.
Sweet Lord of mercy. Wish that didn't happen in front of me. It's not for emetophobes.
I think these are going to be huge.
I noticed you guys have some Oreos that you're passing around up here.
Oh, yeah, somebody gave me Oreos if anybody wants some.
Yeah, nice. And let's throw Oreos at people.
Well, I don't want this to get out of control, but...
Those are very much like ninja stars.
Do you want some double stuffed Oreos?
No, but just put them down like on the edge of the stage. That lady's dying for some.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody can just come up and grab some, like communion at services for...
They're really kind of...
People that do that sort of thing.
The body of our Lord.
When you start your own religion, this will be communion.
Exactly. What?
Yeah, just take half the box.
But guys on stage... She really cleaned up. But just remember on stage, if you know, not to chew into the microphone if you're eating an Oreo, because somebody snapped on me because Jeff Tate ate a donut in the last episode, and people snapped on me on Twitter.
That was my favorite part.
You like that?
Nobody eats a donut. Yeah, nobody eats a donut like Jeff. Mm-mm. Just so funny, so original, the way he eats a donut.
Throw some like
tore into it.
Really good.
All right, you guys.
Does anybody want to wear this?
You got to get over.
Yeah? Can we get someone up
tit
to
thing, man.
Oh, to model the three tit thing? Hey, dude.
This guy?
Coming in for some Oreo. I like that about an audience member. Go after what you want in life, you guys.
Confident, hungry.
You're like, I'm also going to get a nice photograph while I'm up here.
Is this his house? Like...
That's Mr. TCB right there.
Are we in his kitchen?
Like taking care of shit.
He just got back from work. Oh, show going on. Oreo's great. Okay, take a picture. Up to my bedroom.
That's Irving. We're at the Irving Plaza.
All right, you guys. We're going to start with a little game that I like to call ABCD's Nuts. Yes. We'll start down here on the experienced end of the panel with Doogie. Then we'll go to Jesse, Elliot, and then Dan. I really feel like it's an order of familiarity with the podcast. And
it is.
Yeah. And so you'll figure out what's going on when it gets to you. Hopefully.
I will.
And if you don't, that'll be funny, too.
Right?
It's all for fun.
It's all good.
No pressure. Don't worry about it. You've got three tits in your lap already. So
you already won.
I am so calm.
You're already the winner.
I'm bringing this to auditions. To interviews, just like...
It's my comfort sweater. all right, Doogie. We're going to spell, since my album came out today and it's called Promotional Tool, that's what we're going to spell.
Nice.
We're going to start with the letter P in Doogie. He has to name any movie that begins with the letter P. Sounds easier than it is, I guess. And then if you match the movie that I already wrote down, you win automatically. But if you successfully say that a movie that begins with P, we move on to the next player and so on and so on. Doogie, P.
Prometheus.
Ooh, nice P.
I liked that movie more than most people.
Oh yeah, it's
didn't
garbage.
Like it. I thought it was good.
But some people love it.
I liked it.
And people are
fuck. Oh, moth,
bug in my ear. People are fucking psyched about The Martian, the new Ridley Scott with Matt Damon as a guy who's stranded in space. Didn't we just see that?
I didn't even know about it.
Okay. I'll see it again, though. I'll see Matt Damon stranded in space any day of the week. The movie I went with is, of course, Philadelphia, because I'm a promotional tool, and I'll be at Helium Comedy Club in Philadelphia on June 24th and 27th. Next letter for Jesse is R.
I'm going to go with Rope.
Rope is a fun R. It's like Birdman with less drumming.
Yep.
Because it's all long scenes. Yeah, yeah, very cool. I went with Rocket Science. Do you know that movie, Rocket Science?
Oh, I don't. Is it like Weird Science at all? Or?
No, it's got the word science in it, but it's a different science.
Oh.
It's one of the more normal sciences.
Oh.
Because there is a thing called rocket science. I don't know if anyone's studying weird science or making it their job. But I guess Mythbusters, maybe. That movie, Rocket Science, came to mind for me because I just watched it as movie number 102 in the Doug Loves Minis 365 Movies in 365 Days Challenge, which I'm way behind on. The letter for you, Elliot, is O.
I'll say...
A lot of O's in this one.
Octopussy.
Think ahead with some O's, you guys. Octopussy.
Yeah, taking it off the table right away.
Yeah, easily, along with Snatch, probably the two dirtiest titles that are technically clean.
And you could just say to a kid, you just walk up on a playground and say to a kid, you want to go see Octopussy? And cops
yeah,
can't
technically,
touch you.
Yeah, you're not,
technically
that's
legal.
Not inappropriate at all. It was PG. It was an older Bond, so he didn't really fuck much. I went with...
He did a lot of cuddling.
I went with the motion picture Orange County because I'll be at the Irvine Improv on Tuesday, July 7. M, Dan. Any movie that begins with M. Use your microphone voice. Much better.
Mississippi Burning?
Yes! Good one. You're all invited back on the show. Y'all are doing great so far. I went with Meet Me in St. Louis.
Oh, I thought you were going to Mississippi. That's why I
thought so too. You were
so the trick to the movie is to see.
I was just proud of you that you named a movie that begins with M.
You were just happy that I actually said one.
Bar is set low for you.
Fuck.
Let me just warn you next time. I'll say it's a match.
Thanks.
Instead of good job or whatever the fuck I just said. Meet Me in St. Louis is what I went. Okay, I went with Mississippi. No. Meet Me in St. Louis because I'm going to perform there soon. Date to be determined. Thought we'd work it out in time, but it didn't come together.
Ow. Yeah. I know people there. I know, so talk to me, Blit. I'll hook it up.
Thank you. Back to you, Doogie, with the letter O again. A lot of O's.
Once upon a time in Cap City Comedy Club, where I will be from July 18th to the 21st. Once upon a time in the West.
What?
Once upon a time in the West.
Okay, yeah. I didn't recognize
Sorry.
That. I didn't recognize that title.
It's a little known film. It's really good. Very funny.
A film about your upcoming appearance.
It's short.
Yeah, that part where he has to watch his brother getting hanged, you know, pure comedy gold.
Oh, God, so
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, that was totally
the harmonica
PG.
Bit.
Yep. I went with Out of the Furnace because it takes place in Pennsylvania in Steeltown. I'll be in Pittsburgh at the Improv there July 11 and 12.
I was like, what show are you doing in a furnace? That sounds
awful. Well, the club, you know, they have air conditioning issues.
No one's going to come.
It's going to be
so
July.
Hot.
It's going to be so hot in that
so
furnace.
Hot.
Comedy Furnace went out of business, you guys.
Oh,
yeah,
hot,
no,
hot
didn't
room,
sound
the comedy
appealing
furnace.
To anybody.
Classic
Nobody
club, though,
wants
comedy
to go
furnace.
In there.
Classic club.
T goes to Jesse.
I know you won't be performing in Japan anytime soon, but I'm going to say Throne of Blood.
Throne of Blood?
Yeah, Kurosawa film.
Okay. You could have picked any movie that began with the, but I like Throne of Blood.
It's
I went with Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead, because, of course, I'll be alive in Denver on July 5th at 4:20. And also just announced on July 3rd at midnight at the Alamo Drafthouse in Littleton, Colorado, we are going to have a screening and Q&A of my latest film, Chronicon, episode 4:20, A New Dope. Thank you. God, I'm a promoting fool. Letter I, Elliot.
I'm going to say if in case you're going to England anytime soon.
If, starring a McDowell.
Malcolm.
Malcolm.
Great film.
That's the Malcolm breed of McDowell.
Because on Jeopardy, you could just say the last name, and it's considered correct, but in that case, he'd make you be more specific, because there are more than one famous McDowell.
There's right? At least three.
There's a lot of them, yeah. It's a fucking good name for success.
And there might be some Jeopardy contestant who knows just enough about If to know it exists, but isn't sure if Andy McDowell was in it.
I went with It Follows, movie number 79 on my DLM challenge. Oh, again for Dan.
What the fuck?
Oh, no, I had an M before.
No, I'm saying...
It's been a while. A
lot of O's.
Over the Top.
Yes. Kind of feels like you're not planning ahead based on... We're spelling promotional tool. I went with Old Yeller because I like dogs!
Oh, that's a bad movie if you like dogs, though, because... I don't know if you saw the whole thing. I don't want to ruin it for any... He doesn't get better. They're not... Oh, we need to hitch the wagon and take him on down to the veterinary center.
I turn it off before the scene where I assume the dog leaps at the man with the gun and bites his throat and kills him. Because I feel bad that, like, the dog has to resort to murder to survive. N is the next letter.
Nightmare on Elm Street. You make a left, you go down to 27, you get on that, you get off at exit 5. Go Bananas Comedy Club. Going to be there August 5th through the 15th. It's a 10-day show.
Yes, I really hope and pray that that was worth it to you.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
That's your last plug of the night. Because it's called A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh! Totally worth it. I regret nothing.
He regrets nothing. No, you won't do it again.
What did I say? Nightmare on Elm Street?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't mean to say that.
Yeah. This has turned into a nightmare.
This is a nightmare on Irving Plaza.
Yeah, we're on it. And back to you, Jesse.
I will say Night Train. It's Polish.
So isn't it like a fucking cheap booze or something?
The old Polish film. It's a lot like Lady Vanishes.
Okay.
You're not going to get a lot of my
references. Wow, you really explained it to me well with that other old movie reference. Old movie. It's like that other old movie. Okay, still old movies. The only one I know is Old Yeller. I went with New York, New York, because they're here in New York right now! And I'll be back at the Gramercy Theater on August 3rd. And you can get your tickets on your way out tonight if you're so inclined to get ahead on that. It's Monday, August 3rd, back over at Gramercy Theater. The next letter is A.
Now that the old
I know what I would say.
I'm torn to whether to go with old movies now that the seal has been broken on them, or to go with I'll go with the new movie. I'm going to say Anger Management. The hit.
Yeah, that new
Nicholson
movie, Anger Management.
Did that come out?
Yeah.
Is that out?
That's the frame of reference.
It
I'm
did, and
on
I was not week. Happy about it. I went with A Nightmare on Elm Street. What a weird coinkydink.
Jeez.
I did not. I'm not performing on Elm Street anytime soon.
Performing at
Unless
Freddy's.
Unless you count taking my dick out as performing.
I do.
I wrote All the President's Men because I'll be at the DC Improv this Thursday, which I believe just sold out, so that plug was not worth it. So let's go back to my choice is A Nightmare on Elm Street. See you there. L, Dan.
Wait, is this alphabetical order?
What?
No.
You think we've been going A, B, C, D, E, F, G? We're spelling the name of my album promotional tool.
Ah, I got it.
O-M-O-T-I-L-N-A-L.
So your letter now is L. And if things go right, you're probably going to get an O.
Lost.
Also.
Lost in translation.
Mm-hmm. Where I'll be performing in Japan. I went with Life Partners, which was movie number 108 of the Douglas Meese Challenge. featuring past and future guest Gillian Jacobs. It's a pretty good movie. T. Jesse?
T. Let's see. I'm going to go with The Philadelphia Story, even though you're already playing in Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania, but I hope you're going to do another show there soon.
I'm doing two shows while I'm there. That's good. Thank you very much. And then I went with They Came Together, which I watched as movie number 107. Boy, there's some hilarious fucking gags in that movie. I keep thinking about it. Oh, Elliot.
I'm going to go with Oscar, starring Sylvester Stallone.
Yes. Yes. It's like they just kind of, they were destined to not win any as soon as they called it that. I went with On Her Majesty's Secret Service because I'm going to do Douglas Movies in London at the Leicester Square Theater on August 8th. Yeah, ticket sales are not going well. Like, why am I going all the way over there? But at least I also have no guests lined up, so it's really working out.
Well, it's really far
away. I'll bring the four people who bought tickets up onto the stage. No, people are coming for sure, but, for all the people who write to me on Twitter saying come to the UK so far, maybe they're late purchasers. Do what?
Go further north.
Go further north. I know, I keep getting that, too, on Twitter. Why are you going there? Come to Scotland. Come to Ireland. Come to Edinburgh. What letter are we on? Oh, back to Jesse.
Which one? L?
Oh, oh, sorry. Sorry, Dan. Go ahead, Dan.
Uh-oh.
Oh. I think you can do this.
Yeah. On Golden Pond.
Okay. It's a great Jane Fonda impression.
Did you like that? I've been working on that.
I went with Operation Dumbo Drop. Because I'm going to be near Disney World. In Orlando at the Improv on September 9th. And wrapping it up.
In love of Last Action Hero, which reflects your own love of movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. You might be...
It's like not the Last Action Hero? It's just Last Action Hero?
It's like Raging Bull that way.
Yes, there's probably a lot of examples.
One of many ways.
It's like Ghostbusters
like
also.
Yeah.
I went with Love and Mercy because Doug digs it. This has been ABCD's Nuts. Boo, 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 boo. Bada, bada, boo. All right. We're getting back closer to schedule. I feel good about that.
Were we off schedule?
Yeah, we were a little bit.
We spent a lot of time hurling donuts around.
Yeah, right, there was a lot of donut tossing.
That was 20 minutes.
Yeah, but it's all, you know. I don't know why I even bring up whether we're running on time or not, but it just it comes into my head and then I just say it. Let's play Last Man Stanton. Several Smarty Pants Twitterers today reached out to me and said they have the perfect name for this game. Dan, this is a game where we're going to get the name of an actor or an actress, and I'm going to play as well. And we just take turns naming movies that person was in. You know what I mean? Like, if somebody said Dan Fogler, someone would be like, Balls of Fury. Next person would be like, Take Me Home Tonight. Next person would be like, Fanboys. Next guy would be like, Kung Fu Panda. Next person would be like, Kung Fu Panda 2. And the next person would go, I might be running out. But, you know what I'm saying? That's how it works. Don't say Dan Fogler. What's that?
He would do really well.
I think he would nail it. Do you think there's a chance you would forget one of your own films?
Absolutely.
Okay. Then we won't use your name. So we're going to get a name for somebody in the audience, and we got some polite hands raised. But you know what? I'm going to decide based on name tags. Just hold your name tags up again if you want me to pick you.
Hold up your titty.
All you think you have a good Last Man Stanton name. That's pretty amazing. She tweeted at me, she says, and Pulp Frozen makes no sense to me at all, but let's go with her. Morgan Freeman would have been good if I had picked you, sir. All right, here we go. She wants Will Smith. Will Smith. We've done Will Smith before, right? All right, back in action. Lady next to her, what do you want?
Steven Spielberg.
Steven Spielberg. All right, I dare say that, especially with me playing, we can name every Spielberg movie, but maybe not.
Are we doing movies they were in or movies that they made? Because I can only
think of... doing movies Steven Spielberg was in. I'll go first, The Blues Brothers.
Ah, damn it. Oh.
Game over. Although he's probably in one of the Muppet films. No. Films he directed, not produced, not wrote, not cameoed in, just films Steven Spielberg directed, starting with Jesse and then going to Elliot. And I'd be interested to see which one Elliot picks. Jesse.
I'm so excited. I've gotten a film because of Steven Spielberg, so I'm going to go to the beginning and say Sugarland Express.
Wow, yeah. And I'm glad you didn't go all the way to the beginning, because if somebody fucking says Duel, they are out. TV movie, Doogie. TV movie.
Now, it was released in theaters in Europe. Does that help?
I don't give
a
fuck about Europe, except for people that are listening and might come see my show at Leicester Square in London. No, unfortunately, we keep it domestic on this shit. And what do you say, Elliot?
I'm going to say Hook.
Okay. Nothing makes me angrier.
Wow, you guys.
Elliot,
like
did you know that that was going to happen?
I had a hunch.
You are the
Thank
pan.
You,
you're the fucking pan.
And did you guys watch Hook on for Flophouse?
No, we haven't. It's usually we.
Oh my God, fucking Dan Fogler's acting out Hook in its entirety.
It's real food now because he pretended it hard enough.
This is better than his San Andreas act out.
Paint my belly.
I wish I had a father.
I know, I didn't even do the San Andreas. Fuck you, I didn't go after you guys.
It wasn't an insult. I honestly admire your acting.
I'm a sensitive soul.
This is good acting too.
Though I seem thick-skinned.
All right, name a Steven Spielberg movie that's not Hook.
Jaws.
Okay. As long as we're banging them out in a kind of order, I'll just say Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
I'm still in the game. I'm here. Just because I'm probably going to go out on this round doesn't mean I don't still get a shot. Jesus. Nightmare on Elm Street. E.T.
All title.
Didn't he do E.T.?
Everyone's yelling full title.
The Extraterrestrial.
Oh. Yeah, more.
That son of a gun. Such a skin.
The same thing happened when we played Drew Barrymore.
Hey, E.T. The E.T. The extraterrestrial.
What else?
E.T. the extraterrestrial.
I'm going to show it
and
to you.
And how I learned to love the bomb.
Peter Sellers was great as E.T., you know, the link between the two films. You can barely recognize
The Quickening. Season of the Witch.
I love how you were going with E.T. and you still were guessing that you might get thrown out.
I'm just so bad.
You know what? I'm going to give it to you because Leonard Maltin himself does not acknowledge that the movie was called E.T. the Extraterrestrial and His Adventures on Earth.
Oh, who
it just says E.T. the Extraterrestrial, so you're still in.
I've never... Thank you. I've never heard that second part, and His Adventures on Earth. Is that? Has everybody heard that?
Yeah, that's why they were yelling full title at you.
Well, but I thought it was because I just said E.T., not E.T. the Extraterrestrial.
Well, that's probably true. But I used to always hold out for that in His Adventures on Earth because it really was the title. You know, it's like Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance. Who's going to fucking say it? Nobody says it, so it gets forgotten. And it's in parentheses.
Wait, but it's a fucking...
Thank you, Devin.
Take
5 minutes outside. Well, because he looked like he might want to go and smoke.
He looked like he might not be high enough.
It'd be great if the full title was E, period, T, period.
Yes, we need all the correct pronunciation.
But hold on.
Is there a colon? Fucking, is there a semicolon?
It's Adventures, so were they fucking talking about doing sequels to that movie?
What?
Oh, his adventures, man. It's not his just one adventure.
It's his adventures. Yeah,
I think it was Adventure, yeah, right? Did I say it wrong?
Maybe. So is it fuck?
I would have liked to see sequels.
Jeez, I came close to getting out.
Because also, I think Leonard Maltin, I believe, calls Animal House just Animal House. And so does Jeopardy, somebody told me. All right, whose turn is it? What the fuck's happening? We're on Jesse.
1941.
Huh?
1941.
Yes.
Yeah, great movie.
Yeah.
1941.
Really? Slim Pickens is really good in it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
There's the boots in the toilet.
Who's next? Elliot.
War of the Worlds.
Yeah. And his adventures on Earth. Dan?
Schindler's List and his wild, funky chocolate cock factory. Is that the full title of the...
Is that what they were making at the factory that they needed all those workers for?
Oh, God! That's disgusting. I was trying to combine Schindler's List and Willy Wonka, and it just went wrong.
Warhorse, Warhorse, Warhorse. You say it three times and he appears. Doogie.
I'm so scared. Okay.
Don't be scared.
I swear.
Just go faster.
Saving Private Ryan.
Yay!
What we're trying to do here on this mission in World War II. And I need your help, men.
Jesse.
Always.
Yep.
Oh, that's another great one.
Nice pull. Could have maybe saved that one. I don't know if a lot of people would have pulled that one. Elliot?
Catch Me If You Can.
Uh-uh. You're just sitting there. It'd be easy to catch you. Okay. Dan?
Did he fucking direct Goonies?
Nope, you're out. Also, it's The Goonies.
Those Goonies.
Just to rub it in further.
And their adventures.
Quit fucking titty fucking that thing, weirdo.
I was using the microphone, not my penis, for the podcast, people.
There's one more game, Dan, so you're not out for good, so don't feel bad.
Yay!
And I'm going to say The Terminal.
Fuck.
I forgot about that one.
It's lengthy.
Okay.
Makes you want to die.
Yeah. It really feels like being stuck in an airport terminal. Like, very good, very
bad.
You
never run into those kids from the other movie.
Unaccompanied Minors.
Yes. Thank you, Jesse. Takes one to know one.
What are the rules? Can I leave while I'm not in the game for a second?
Please, please. What are you going to do? Go get another hit of weed?
Yes.
I hope he comes back with a pair of crocheted pants with a penis on them. Like, where did you even order them online? How'd they get here so fast?
Amazon Prime, man.
I think crocheted penis pants would be a good name for something. Where are we? Irving Plaza.
Artificial intelligence.
Yeah. You're really getting it together.
What, do I just say the letters, or do I got to say the whole thing?
Yeah, no, you did great.
Oh.
Jesse.
To complete his experimental period...
Jesse!
Munich. Munich.
Can't believe I haven't been doing that all night. Jesse, what's your answer?
Munich.
Huh?
Munich, you know.
Munich, yeah. Elliot?
Jurassic Park.
Never heard of it.
Jurassic Park, The Lost World.
You're out.
Why?
Because it's The Lost World, Jurassic Park.
Motherfucker!
Was that 5 minutes?
Wait, did you guys say I would went and like started went to go jerk off or something?
I'm out. I don't mind.
What happened?
Dookie.
I think I can't. I mean, I'm pretty sure the only thing I can think of is Poltergeist, but that doesn't count because Tobe Hooper, he was just, Stephen was just executive producing it, right?
Tobe.
What?
You called him Tobe?
Yeah, Tobe Hooper.
Toby.
Well, he tells me that he doesn't like it. He said he doesn't like it when people...
Okay, Doug.
It's Pete Holm and Tobe Hooper.
He said it's short for Toblerone Hooper. When will people remember that?
So I got nothing.
All right, well, it was right there for the taking, the one that I missed, but go ahead, Jesse.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I thought...
I'm going to go fucking slit my wrist now for not knowing that.
Elliot.
Empire of the Sun.
Yes. Ah. Came up when we were doing Christian Bale in the last show.
Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Yeah, it's kind of weird that all of those haven't come out. I guess that one scares me because I don't think I'd get the title right. I'd be like, the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, Indiana Jones. Don't feel bad for me.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Yeah.
That's really embarrassing.
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Mm-hmm.
Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
Amistad.
Yes.
Whoa. Let's see. Now I'm running low.
Fight.
I'm running low on Spielberg titles.
Yeah, right? We're doing pretty good on those. It's a tough one because it is finite.
And everyone in the audience has one in their head that
but
hasn't been said
something.
Yet.
Yeah, everybody's got one. Don't yell it out just yet. Devin Ducker's got three. Yeah, this is fucking tough.
Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, that guy.
There's one I'm sure I'm
what
forgetting.
What else did he direct?
Most successful filmmaker of all time, kind of.
That fellow.
Lots of big movies.
We did all the Indiana Joneses.
All the Joneses are gone. That bought me a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Not too much, though.
Can you do that? Can you think while you're
really
making it harder for me to think of one that I keep talking?
3 seconds.
Oh, God.
There's amazing shit going on back here. Yeah. It's like amazing. I can see your brain working.
Yeah, it's misfiring constantly.
This is tough, but I'm going to have to call you on this and say you're out.
Yeah. No, I earned
but
that.
But Jesse's got another one.
The Color Purple.
Ah!
Oh, very nice.
You're a machine.
Watch that for a college class.
I just read like today that they're going to do The Color Purple on Broadway again, and should have been in my brain. What else, audience? Not Super 8.
Oh, Super 8.
That was J.J. Abrams.
Oh, yeah, Tintin. I forgot about that
one. It did seem like a Steven Spielberg movie.
Tintin, yeah. What was the full title on Tintin?
Tantan, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What? Not Peter Jackson.
Co-director.
Did not direct Tintin, did
co-director.
Co-director. Boom. Okay, I don't know what that's about. Twilight Zone the movie, Kick the Can was
right,
his segment.
Right.
It's got mangroves.
No, that was great. I mean, I think we nailed most of them. Yeah, there might be one that squeaked through, but... Yeah.
I can't believe I missed Indiana Jones, because I thought... I was like, oh, maybe he, like, co-directed or was listed as a producer or something with... I just, you know...
What?
I'm so sorry, titty lady.
But it still counts. Yeah.
Wow.
I tried.
The Adventures of Tintin and His Adventures on Earth. Because that's what it was called, right? The Adventures of Tintin?
On Earth.
Yeah, Tintin in Space is next up. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game, you guys.
Wait, the way? What? The Leonard Maltin game?
Yeah.
All right.
Is that what I just said?
Name all the movies that he was in.
All right.
Yeah, and
The Maltin Story.
Peter Jackson may have been a producer on it, but he is solely directed by Steven Spielberg. The guy that was yelling Peter Jackson at me confused the fuck out of me. That's why I had to look it up.
Steven Spielberg directed Peter Jackson. Yeah.
This is a game, Dan, where it's like Name That Tune, but with movie titles and actors instead of songs and notes. Good luck. It's about how much patience I have with describing it. Because that's what people say to me. Just say it's like Name That Tune. I'm like, all right, that's not really going to cover it, but we'll try. So Jesse won that last game.
Yep.
And so then, congratulations.
Thank you.
And fucking kid knows more Spielberg movies than any other people up here.
Jesse is good.
He's good at it.
He's good.
He's
Thank you, dude.
Film student. He's
it was
in
an
the
insult.
Film.
Oh. You're too good.
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
He accepts that. He accepts that he's too good.
Who are you, my family?
I wish. I wish I got to spend holidays with you. You just being like, I saw this very interesting film recently. I don't know if a lot of people don't know about it. Fast and Furious 10. Nobody else has seen it yet, but I've been speaking with the director recently about the symbolism of the cars in it. And
yeah, their Thanksgiving dinner, like, oh, enough about movies.
It's an old movie, but it's some
Go
of
on a podcast
old
and talk
movie.
About it.
I don't think sound really ruined the talkies. And
really limited the camera, but other than that, it really opened up a whole new world.
Yes, yes, I agree.
So we'll let Jesse here pick a category, and it's first person to 2 points, and we'll go to Doogie second, and then by the time it gets to you, Dan, you'll probably understand how this works. You might learn about negative names at that time. But if I try to explain that part to you now, you're just going to be like, what? And you're going to run upstairs and take another hit.
That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Yeah. The categories are, Jesse, Job at the Hut. Job at the Hut. And that's movies that have a pizza delivery person in them. Pizza. Awesome Texas, and that's my favorite movies that take place or were filmed in Texas. And this one, I love this one. At CDLM underscore Pablo suggested Randy Quaid. Randy Quaid. And that's movies where Dennis Quaid has sex.
That's funny.
Which one would you like to play, Jesse?
Awesome Texas.
You got it, buddy. Would you like an awesome movie from Awesome Texas from 1993 or 2012?
I'm going to go 2012.
All right. 3 stars from Mr. Leonard Maltin for this movie from 2012. He calls it Texas-centric. That doesn't help anybody. We already knew that. He says, the movie's based on an article. By somebody who also co-wrote the screenplay. And that's all I'm going to say. 7 names. I'm going to start with Jesse. How many names do you think you can get it in? Reading from the bottom up, Dan, he's got to guess how many names.
I'm going to say 4.
He says 4 names. He lops 3 names off of the very top of the list. We throw to Doogie. Doogie can either challenge, say name that movie, and then Jesse gets to hear those names. And if he fails, Dan gets the point. If he succeeds, Jesse gets the point. Or Dan could bid. Sorry, Dan. After, we'll see. We got to see what Doogie does first.
I guess I'll say 3.
He says 3. All right, Dan, so you can challenge Doogie, or you can bid less names.
What is the question?
Question
I challenge
is,
that motherfucker!
Okay.
Are you guys trying to destroy me?
Well done. You have figured this out. You get 3 names, buddy.
Okay.
And they are Brandon Smith.
Oh, got it.
Rick Dial and Richard Robichaux. Yeah, not very helpful, but some pretty good clues in there. Do you have a guess?
Dallas Buyers Club?
No!
The Dallas Buyers Club?
No, it's not Dallas Buyers Club, but that is a pretty decent guess. The rest of the cast is Brady Coleman, Matthew McConaughey, Shirley MacLaine, and Jack Black, and it's called Bernie.
Bernie. If I had heard McConaughey, I'd be like, oh, well, it would just...
Yeah, that would have really been helpful.
No, maybe,
that's what makes the game tricky, is that you don't hear the names that you need to hear.
No, I'm saying if I had heard McConaughey, I would have been more certain it was Dallas Buyers Club.
Oh, right, because he would be fourth or fifth billed in Dallas Buyers Club.
Behind Jack Black, maybe.
What was he billed in that? Oh, he was third. Yeah, third. Okay, after Shirley MacLaine. But the three of them are the only, like, real genuine actors in the movie. The rest of the people in the movie play themselves that were involved in the situation with the real Bernie. It's a terrific movie, right, Jesse?
I actually haven't seen that.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. And...
How is that possible?
My brother liked it a lot.
I said okay.
My brother liked it a lot.
I thought that would be the end of it.
Was that going to be your
case? Yeah. He hasn't seen that movie! He hasn't seen it! Everybody's running for the exits. Giamatti was right! Okay. So did that sort of make sense to you, Dan, what just happened?
Yeah!
Good. Good, 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 good,
good. Like to buy a vowel, Alec.
Yeah, because you now are the only person on the board with 1 point.
I am? Yeah. Must be my triple titties.
It must be my triple titties.
It must be my...
I just saw the triple-titted woman.
I want to hear Jesse's Arnold impersonation.
Last action hero.
That's pretty good.
That wasn't bad, actually.
It's out of its time.
We were trying to laugh at you, and you pulled it off. All right. So... let's start with... Since they weren't involved in that schkirmish, it starts with Jesse and then goes to Elliot and then to Dan, and Jesse gets to pick again between these three categories. A blog called The Cog and Toboggan suggested something no one will ever pick, and it's called The Twilight End Zone, and it's Twilight Zone actors from the old TV show who appeared in sports films.
I was with half of that category.
So, like, if William Shatner was ever in a sports film, that would be a possible one, but I don't think he ever was. Could be wrong. Maybe he had a cameo in basketball. Your next option is You're In This, the Blueberry Johnson category, You're In This, and that's movies that someone in this panel is in. Seems to favor in a certain direction. That category, but also,
I wasn't even,
who knows what he knows?
What was the list? What was the first part of the question?
You don't have to worry about it until we know which category we're doing.
Okay,
then I'll remind you. And then the third option, because I don't think he'll pick that one, is from Chris Dale M3 on Twitter. You're in this. You're in this. And that's films where there's public urination.
With people from this panel, though.
You're in this. Which one of those do you like, Jesse?
Twilight End Zone.
Oh, I thought I said no one would ever pick it.
What a twist.
All right, this is...
at the end of us,
all potentially ahead of your time, but would you like a movie from 1979, 1984, or 1986?
I'm going to say 1986.
Okay. 3 stars from Leonard Maltin for this film. He says about it that the lead actor is fine in a showy role. I apologize. A supporting actor is fine in a showy role. A shorter, showy role. And he also calls it thoroughly ingratiating. Yeah. But just 3 stars. And he lists 9 names. How many names can you get it in, Jesse Pasternak?
I'll say 4.
Jeez.
He does not fuck around, you guys. Knock some names off there. What are you going to do about it, Elliot?
I'm the guy who takes a long time to do things. You know what? I'll try it. I'll try it and fail. I'll say 3 names.
He says 3 names, Dan.
I'm playing a risky game.
What? So, Dan, you could challenge him to name it, or you could bid less names.
I challenge him and fucking name it.
I love that Dan is embracing the shittiest way to play. But it's the most strategic, and I, you know, I like that.
Fireball, fireball, fireball. Hadouken. Leg sweep.
Finish him. Is that what we're doing? Is that what's going on? What's going on?
Elliot's going to get 3 names.
Oh.
And then he's going to try to name the movie. If he fails, you're the winner tonight. Yeah.
I forgot he was so close.
And if he succeeds, we move on to another round.
What does that say about taking a little breaky upstairs in between?
There's plenty of time. It's just the end of the show.
No, I don't mean I can make it 7 more minutes you can.
I don't know what I meant. I mean, what does it say about... If I get this, what does it say about the magnificent weed?
Right?
Right.
It says that when you're high, you could stumble into success?
Pretty much.
Yeah, because I do think you're going to be our winner. But who knows? Elliot may have discerned something from those clues.
I don't know.
I think someone on Twilight Zone, then appeared in this sports film.
1986. You
3
said,
stars,
right?
1986, as a supporting character who's fine in a showy role. And the movie's thoroughly ingratiating. And the 3 names are no help whatsoever. They are David Niedorf.
What the fuck?
Brad Long and Steve Holler.
Wait, am I guessing this or is he guessing?
He's guessing it.
Oh.
Yeah, put your tits down and shut up. Tits down, shut up.
I thought I was guessing it. That's why I was like, what happens? And forget it.
Can't believe that's the guy who's about to win.
The guy who's about to beat us.
People mutter that under their breath around Dan all the time. Can't believe this guy's
winning.
And
I just keep on counting the fucking money, bitch.
Hey, do you have a movie that you directed that's coming out? Was that? Did I read that on the internet?
No, it came out already.
It came out? What's it called?
It's called...
Hysterically...
No, there was Hysterical Psycho, which...
Hysterical Psycho.
The graphic novel is based on, and then... Don Peyote is another one I did.
I gotta watch Don Peyote. That sounds right up my alley.
Yes, a lot of cool people in that one. Smoking out of apple pipes and stuff.
Elliot, are you gonna astound everyone with the answer to this?
I will not be doing that.
But you know that you can guess, like, what's the most likable sports movie from the 80s that you could think of?
Oh, Bloodsport. Okay, Bloodsport. That's what I'm gonna say.
No, it's not Bloodsport. Unfortunately, supporting performer with the showy role, he got an Oscar nomination because it was Dennis Hopper, and the other 2 leads were Barbara Hershey and Gene Hackman, and the movie's called Hoosiers!
Hoosiers! Hoosiers!
Which I just interrupted a couple of days ago.
And Dennis Hopper was in the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Or Gene Hackman was in the Twilight Zone.
They both, Dennis Hopper was
probably both of them, right?
Yeah, Dennis Hopper was in the one where he was a young Nazi.
Mm-hmm.
And the message of the episode was, Nazis are not good.
Is that the one where Hitler's alive? Or is Hitler alive in that one?
Wait, he was a bad Nazi in this thing?
He's a young guy who's starting to get into Nazi stuff, and it takes a visit from the ghost of Hitler's past to set him straight.
Do you know who plays the ghost, or is it a ghost? Is it like a guy in a sheet?
No, oh, no, they arranged to get Hitler's actual ghost.
Oh, okay.
It was sweeps week, and it...
Big get.
Well, that means that Dan Fogler is our winner, everybody.
I'm sorry, guys. It's kind of like when you stumble to the poker
and
table.
Katie
for the
wins
first
the stuff.
Time.
Have you won the stuff before? All right, congratulations. All that knitting finally paid off.
Total re, Katie.
What else you got going on, Dan, that you'd like to plug here at the end of the show?
Oh, shit, man. Well, if you like fucking graphic novels, I got a book coming out at Comic-Con. If you guys are going to be there, I'll be there. It's called Brooklyn Gladiator, and it's quite awesome. And I got this movie, Barely Lethal, coming out, or it's out now. You can watch that.
That's with Haley Steinfeld? And what's your name? Jessica Alba?
Samuel Jackson.
And Samuel Jackson?
You got him, man.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Where's the shithead on these name tags? Oh, hi. Really? Any relation?
No.
Okay. Which one does that go with?
Yeah.
Oh, the Bill Busters has got one on here. Ghost Billsters.
Ghost Billsters. Nice to meet you.
Wait, why does it say that?
I know it's a weird name.
Where is this guy? Where's Bilster? Is that a shithead? Well, it says somebody's name. That's you. And then it says, you're the next contestant on The Price is Right. Come on down. And you wanted me to say that so you could throw your hands up in the air and go, woo! And then not come on down. I just told you to come on down. Sit the fuck down. Now, there's still some Oreos left. Come get the rest of the Oreos.
He should wear this.
I think he's too big for it.
Yeah.
Whoa. Another return donut. You really held on to that for a while. Like, probably debating whether you're going to eat it or not.
Wow.
You want your sign back? Okay. But who do you want for a shithead? You don't call yourself a shithead.
You got my brother shithead?
Sure. What's your brother's name?
Brian Manley.
Brian Manley?
Yeah.
Ugh, what a shithead.
You're so good at that.
He just asked me to call him a shithead.
So natural.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
So this goes with Indiana Jones or this?
Yeah.
All right. Who's the Indiana Jones' shithead? This is the least amount of... Who do you want for a shithead?
Macy's.
Macy's?
Oh, yeah.
Do you work for Gimbel's?
Actually, I had one right here.
Oh, okay. There it is. Wait, you changed your mind? Okay, I'll read this one. But thank you to everybody for making name tags. And Dan, do you have anything to plug? Like, oh, you mentioned Comic-Con. You'll be there. New comic. What's the new comic called?
Brooklyn Gladiator.
All right. Elliot?
I'd like to plug my podcast, The Flophouse. Subscribe to it on iTunes or whatever. And also, the comic I put in the bag, Spider-Man and the X-Men, the trade of that is coming out next month at some point. So, sometime in July.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Jesse, what do you got going on?
Well, Doug, last time you said I should get a Twitter, and I did. You can follow me at Jesse Pasternak. I also... I'm a writer for the Indiana Daily Student Weekend section. I review films and stuff. And I'll be returning to the Traverse City Film Festival for the fourth time this year, this summer, where we met.
Yeah, I'll see you out there. I bet you'll be a guest on the show. JesseePasternak.
Yep.
That's your Twitter handle.
Yeah.
And Doogie Horner's Twitter handle is Doogie Horner.
Yes, at Doogie Horner. And you can check out my books, Everything Explained Through Flowcharts, and 100 Ghosts. Thank you.
Thank you to everybody. We did it. That's right. I already mentioned I'll be in Denver. I don't know why I wrote it down to mention it again, but there it is. I'll be in Denver. And as always, Dale Decker is a shithead. People who wear backpacks on their front are shitheads.
Once again, today's episode is brought to you in part by DraftKings. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and use the promo code MOVIE to play for free. DraftKings.com!
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.